Hey, I'm New York Times bestselling author and natural weight loss expert, Jonathan Baylor. And what fills me with passion is that over the last 15 years, I've had the opportunity to help hundreds of thousands of people from all backgrounds and all walks of life make lasting changes that help them to reach their goal weight. And more importantly, they were able to keep it off. And this was all while enjoying real, natural foods that taste great. No gimmicks, no dangerous fads, just the proven science of real food and sane eating. See, I've dedicated my life to sharing the latest breakthroughs about human biology and psychology that will give you an easy-to-follow roadmap to change your life even when everything else has failed you. And I am so happy that you are here today, and I hope that you will allow me to give you these proven tools and insights that have created lasting change for so many people all around the world. And whether you have 20 pounds to lose or 120, what we will be covering in this program has worked consistently for those who believe in themselves and put it into practice. So if you're ready, let's get started. And I'm excited to get started because what you're going to discover in this program is the things that almost never get talked about in the weight loss world. But these are the exact issues that are likely holding you back from finally achieving your weight loss goals once and for all. See, they're the proven psychological tools of permanent change and easily sticking with a plan. Now, why is this so important to your lasting success? Because look, information about what to eat, it's only half of the lasting weight loss equation. Wouldn't you agree that there's almost an overload of what to eat information available to you? We live in a connected world where information overload is a daily problem. Eat this, don't eat that. It's overwhelming, and more often than not, it's completely contradictory. And I bet if you're watching this, you have tried more than one of these new plans or fad diets or secrets to lose weight, all of which have failed you. That's because that other half of the weight loss equation that is just as important is almost always missing. It's how do we actually create change and inspire action? And in this scientifically backed program, you're going to dig deep into creating rock-solid motivation and get powerful tools that easily allow you to make the right choices around food and health. In fact, I'm going to give you the exact psychological processes that have been proven to transform lives in as little as a few weeks. People who previously thought they could never make a positive change find themselves loving their new lifestyle and sticking with it year after year. And if that sounds too good to be true, please just keep watching, because you are going to discover why you are not a bad person if you overeat or if you eat emotionally, and how food corporations, many of which, by the way, are owned by the same companies that make cigarettes, intentionally create food products that are just as addictive as cigarettes. And you'll see why believing in yourself and your deep power to create the change you deserve in your life, this is the master key to sticking with any weight loss plan, and it's the number one predictor of your long-term slimming success. You're gonna see why finding a mentor and loving coach that you can believe in and trust is key to making big, lasting changes in your life. We're also gonna cover how making small, sane swaps and substitutions is the key to finally sticking with diet changes that you know you should be making, but just can't seem to do consistently. We're gonna dig deep into the science of change and the reasons that trying to change without the support of a loving community is a recipe for failure. You're gonna see how you can avoid becoming overwhelmed, no matter how big your goals are or how much weight you want to lose, by simply focusing on the next action that is in front of you. You're gonna see, this is my faves, that love is the opposite of shame, and how becoming more resilient to shame makes the transformative changes that lead to the life of your dreams so much easier to make and stick with. You'll see what researchers call the habit loop and how understanding the simple psychological discovery is the key to create lasting change that you can use to get the body you dream of. And finally, you're gonna see the dual scientific formula of love plus support and how together they can free you from the scale, from shame, and from all the negative emotions and thoughts you may have about food. And look, we're of course gonna cover so much more, all backed by the latest research from top universities around the world so that you can have full confidence, so that you can know that this will work for you, even when everything else in the past has failed you. Now, before we jump in, one more important thing to keep in mind throughout this program is that you are going to discover techniques that influence what scientists call your mindset. Now, you need to know this because much of your mindset is subconscious, and therefore it's not under your direct control. And that is, you can't consciously try harder to change it. While that may seem like bad news, because you are going through this particular program, it's actually good news. See, the content in this program will not only give you the tools you need to consciously make transformative changes easily by, for example, using the breakthrough worksheets and exercises that we're going to do together, but simply by watching and listening to this program repeatedly, after you've sat down and, of course, enjoyed it once all the way through, you will experience a transformation in your mindset at the subconscious level. For example, maybe you just play this in the background while you're doing chores, or instead of just having that TV playing in a loop, or maybe while you're driving. By doing this, you will automatically allow this program to seep into your subconscious, and this will change not only the way you think about weight loss, but also the way you act without you consciously having to do anything or try harder. And I think you would agree that taking that action, that's really what equals lasting weight loss. And that's really what this program's all about, helping you to effortlessly take actions that move you closer to your long-term weight loss goals. And while that may sound too good to be true, when you think about it, it's actually too obvious to be false. Repeatedly exposing your subconscious to information that's scientifically proven to change it will change it, and you're gonna love the results. Whether it's basking in the glow of what we refer to as nutritional serenity, or savoring self-love and calm compassion and courageous consistency, you will go sane. All right, so let's jump into this first section where you're going to learn how to love yourself a little bit more each day using what we call the sane progress versus perfection principle. Also, we're gonna talk about the one thing that guarantees you reach your goal weight without actually ever thinking about your goal weight. Big promises, I know, but stay with me all the way through this segment and you will see why I am so confident that you will succeed. Now, I know it may sound odd to talk about love since this is a program designed to give you proven tools to help you lose weight, but trust me when I say that loving yourself and moving away from shame and guilt is the easiest and fastest way to reach your goals. The truth is, and the latest research backs us up on this, real, lasting, healthy, sustainable weight loss that you can enjoy for the rest of your life is all about showing your body the love and respect it deserves each and every day. And what is the best way to show yourself and your body the love and respect that it deserves? It's as simple as making small, self-loving steps in the right direction that will add up to big, long-term results over time. And that is the number one principle of sane eating. It's surprisingly easy and has nothing to do with food. It is about progress versus perfection. Let me say that again. The number one key to reach your weight loss goals is working towards progress and letting go of the idea that you need to be perfect. For example, robbing a bank, stealing someone's identity, or investing in a Ponzi scheme. And that example, it's so much like what so many people try to do with all these starvation, stress, and shame-based quick-fix diets. Because when you do the short-term starvation-based techniques and those odd 10-day shortcuts you hear about all over TV and on the internet, you are literally robbing your body of what it needs to be naturally thin. See, science shows that your efforts to force fast, instant, short-term results, these are the exact behaviors that prevent your long-term success. Look, I don't think anyone watching this would ever think that robbing a bank is a good way to make $1 million, right? So if these examples are so obvious to us, then why is weight loss and our health the one area of life where we expect ourselves to be perfect instantly? Well, the sad truth is that the media and marketers try to make you believe that these impossible results are possible just to take money out of your pockets. Each of these examples, they prove one deep truth about your health. If you want to create the healing in your body that makes long-term weight loss virtually effortless, then for the love of all things holy, because you deserve better, please give the seeds of slimness that you are planting the constant care and patient time they need to naturally and permanently grow into something beautiful. Please don't let yourself be distracted by short-term gimmicks and tricks that are going to do nothing but damage your long-term success by breaking your body's natural ability to shed excess weight naturally and permanently. Instead, please nurture your belief that you can make small, simple changes consistently over time. Because wouldn't you agree that with the right environment, with sun, water, and light, that oak tree can't help but turn into a big, beautiful, strong, mighty oak tree? And you need to 100% believe the same thing about yourself. You need to believe and know deep down in your heart that if you create the right environment and stick with small improvements over time, that you will create a life of joy, health, and vital energy. There's no way you can't. Seriously, really hear this. If you make small changes consistently over time, how can you not be unbelievably better in just 6 months? Do you feel that belief? Seriously, if you constantly make small changes and small progress, how can you not be in an unbelievably better place in just a matter of months? The truth will set you free. I mean, it has to, I promise. By the time we're done with this program, you will not only have the tools to change, but you will have the belief that you can change. And the sad truth is that most people simply don't believe in themselves because they've never been shown how to take small, consistent actions over time. We live in a microwave world and in a society that is all about immediate gratification. The sad fact is that this thinking, it destroys our belief that we can change because we know in our hearts that we cannot be perfect immediately. So why even bother trying? And it really does not help anyone that the multi-billion dollar weight loss industry reinforces this idea and preys on people, knowing full well that these starve yourself harder programs, they fail more than 95% of the time. So now that you know what a process goal is and why it's what you need to focus on, let's take a look at the science that shows why even though they are so small, they are so powerful. Because the science is very clear that consistent daily action is even more important than the actual diet that you follow. For example, a study from doctors at Tufts University in Boston looked at four of the most popular diets and found that the diet that was used had less overall long-term effect to weight loss compared to actually sticking with any of those diets. In other words, the diet did not matter all that much. What mattered was consistent small improvements over time. As the study itself stated, each popular diet modestly reduced body weight and several cardiac risk factors at 1 year. Overall dietary adherence rates were low, although increased adherence was associated with a greater weight loss and cardiac risk factors for each diet group. So again, it's not, oh, this diet can beat up this diet and this diet's better than that diet. The best diet is the diet or the lifestyle change that we can stick with, and the common denominator amongst all that is focusing on small, consistent progress, not perfection. For example, another study that grouped 20 studies into a meta-analysis reported the obvious, but it needs to be stated. It is not possible to lose weight without actually adhering to weight loss protocols. Again, it sounds obvious, but the key takeaway here is that which diet someone picked had very little to do with their results compared to how consistently that diet was followed over time. So here's the secret. This is the secret, seriously. After doing this for over 15 years and working with hundreds of thousands of people all around the world, this is the secret. There is no gimmick, there is no supplement, there is no diet or anything else that will ever provide you with a fraction of the long-term benefit that you will see from just 6 months of consistently eating non-starchy veggies, nutrient-dense protein, and whole food fats in that order in quantities high enough that make you so full and energized that you have an easier time avoiding insane processed junk food. And while it may feel like you've tried everything, it may be the case that the one thing that you haven't tried is the one thing that is proven to work 100% of the time. Taking a long-term, consistent, and gradual sane approach, aka eating so many non-starchy veggies, nutrient-dense protein, and whole food fats that you full, F-U-L-L, yourself into long-term enjoyable success. Now, specifically, let's talk about how you can apply this powerful principle to your life. And let's use a made-up example of let's say, Sarah, and walk through how to focus on present moment process goals and leave behind far-off future results goals. All right, so Sarah, let's say she's gonna start her day by showing herself that she is worth loving, and that she is worth taking care of, and that she can stick with a healthy habit no matter how small it is. She is going to make a daily sane smoothie. And I know that we talk about sane smoothies a lot, and it's for a good reason. It's a simple, small, daily habit that creates a cascade of positive feelings and effects throughout your day. Now, after her sane smoothie in the morning, she's already got 5 servings of non-starchy veggies, along with 1 serving of low-sugar fruits and 1 serving of whole food fats, because she added in some delicious strawberries and, say, even some coconut flakes. She's jazzing it up a little bit. So that one small change creates even more benefits that then add up throughout her day. For example, she skips that usual sugar-filled mocha latte supreme because now she has so much natural energy from her sane smoothie that she doesn't need it, and she loves saving that $6 every day. So she's got those veggie servings, and she's also effortlessly eliminated 3 servings of metabolism-clogging sugar every single day, and now she's not getting those coffee jitters and sugar crashes. And because of that, she's got that extra energy. So now maybe when she gets home, instead of sitting on the couch, she's got that energy. She wants to take her dog for an extra long walk. So she gets outside to enjoy the sun, and she even gets a bit of exercise at the same time. And since she's on a roll, she's got momentum. At dinner, she swaps out her usual soda for a refreshing glass of lemon water. And the best part is that each of these small changes, they create a compound effect, just like earning interest in your bank account. And unlike that previous example, you don't need to rob the bank to enjoy the benefits. See, it's not the size of the change that matters. It's being able to stick with it enjoyably and consistently, day after day after day. Always these small, meaningful steps towards your goals. Not only is it effective, but it also makes you feel great, which gives you the motivation to take the next small step, which makes you feel even better, and bam! Before you know it, you are somewhere that you never thought possible. Please understand that in order to succeed, you literally only need to do one thing: gradually and consistently progress. Period. Simply ask yourself, am I gradually and consistently making progress? If so, you are succeeding. Period. Please free yourself from all that stressing about instant perfection. It just doesn't work. If it did, it would have worked already. And this applies everywhere. For example, please don't get distracted and stressed thinking you need to eat all organic or spend hundreds of dollars per week on the fancy free-range heirloom farmer's market special. There's nothing wrong with that, but progress versus perfection is all about practices that are practical, like using frozen conventional veggies consistently versus organic perfect farmers market vegetables for a week and then stopping because they cost too much and they take too long to prepare. Look, the frozen vegetables, they're easy to prepare, and in many cases, because they're frozen at the peak of their freshness, they can have even more nutrients. I eat frozen vegetables all the time. Sure, I am not creating a farm-to-table masterpiece every night, but I do not have time for that. I'm busy living my life, and I'm sure you are the same way. Let's all eat to live and not live to eat. You were put here to do so much more and to do more important and empowering things than worry about eating perfectly, whatever that even means. And now when it comes to protein, for example, please don't get distracted by this organic versus conventional and all that stuff. Look, we can worry about that later. For now, let's focus on small progress. For example, I eat tons of canned tuna because it's cheap and easy. It may not be perfect by some people's standards, but it's infinitely better than a burger and fries at lunch. It's progress, not perfection, and it's sustainable. You want to do everything you can to make sticking with sane eating easy and even fun, because again, consistency over time is what matters, along with the belief that you can stick with it. All right, so are you ready to make this happen in the real world? Because your homework is simple. It's about making a statement that you are done with scale shame and results goals, and instead you are going to focus on small, consistent, self-loving process goals. We will talk in more detail about overcoming shame in a later section. What's important now is understanding how scale shame and focusing on fictional future results goals, this keeps you stuck where you are, because it is impossible to reach your goals if you are stuck in shame, blame, or guilt, and thinking about the future rather than taking small, simple, sustainable actions in the present. Fantasizing about the future and focusing on the scale and comparing yourself to other people, this just makes you feel stuck, overwhelmed, and inadequate, and judged from the inside out. That number on the scale, look, it just shows you the effect that gravity has on your body. That's it. What it doesn't show you is your bone density, or your insulin levels, or your hormones, or your muscle strength, or anything else. Basing your value and worth on that little number that you see on the scale is a recipe for feelings of shame, guilt, and judgment. It's like, well, my friend weighs this, and my doctor says weigh this, and people would like me better if I weighed this. Enough, please. Give yourself permission to break free from this insanity. It doesn't work. We've been doing it to ourselves for years and years. So clearly, if it worked, it would have worked. But it doesn't work, and it will never work, right? When you feel shame and judgment, you lose the positive belief in yourself and your ability to change, and that is the quickest path to failure. Again, you must believe in yourself and your ability to change and to see results, bottom line. So what I want you to do is this: hide your scale. If you have one, hide it where it will be very hard to get to, so you will not be tempted to use it. I'd love if you would just throw it away so there is no temptation at all, but if you're not ready for that, you can always put it in the attic or in the garage behind a pile of storage boxes so it is hard to get to. For example, one of our sane members who wasn't ready to quite throw out her scale yet, she put it in her backyard shed right before the snow came, so now her scale is literally frozen and unreachable for at least 6 months. Getting rid of your scale is a simple way. It's a simple action you can take in the present moment to prove to yourself that you are giving up shame and self-sabotage and embracing self-care and love. Look, even better, I want you to not only do this, but I want you to take a picture of your scale in the trash or buried in your closet and send it to us. Because I promise we will send you back. We're gonna send you a special surprise that you will love because this is really a big deal. In order to really start feeling the self-love that you need, you've gotta cultivate awareness. Not awareness of the number on the scale, but how you feel inside out when you make small, sustainable, consistent, sane choices. And getting rid of your scale, it's the best way to prove to yourself that you are done focusing on theoretical future fantasies that feel impossible, and instead that you are now focused on the actual small, simple process goals you can do today and every day to steadily progress towards your bigger goals. Phew, that's a lot, but it's exciting. And in the next section, we're gonna take this same progress versus perfection principle that you learned about, and we're gonna put it into action even more by taking those results goals that you have and breaking them down into small, easily reachable process goals. And if you're interested in taking your results to the even bigger next level and learning more about sane eating and some amazing tools that we've created to help you get the support and to track your process goals, you can always join us in our free Sane Masterclass, which I'll tell you more about later. But that's it for this section. I have so enjoyed our time together. I hope you have as well. Get started on those small process goals, and I'll see you soon.